Today is the 31st of August. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, maybe cloudy sky. It's so good to be back. So good to be recording this, and so good to know that I'm uploading this straight after. I've been away for a little bit, and in that time I was ill for a week, and then I decided to take a rest for a week, and then I couldn't upload for a few days. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster, but God is still good, and God has been good to me and my family, and I hope you guys are doing well. I've missed you guys. I hope you guys have missed me. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Proverbs. Comes from Proverbs 3, 31 to 32, and it says this: "Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways, for the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence." And so, Father, our prayer today is, Father and Sovereign Lord, please break the power of the oppressors who persecute and abuse your people. This we pray in your precious name. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's our prayer, that Lord, you created us a clean heart. If you are listening to Heart of Worship for the first time, welcome to the family. We are here to just give God our first 15 to 17 minutes of the day. So lift your voice and sing. Cast me not away from thy presence, oh God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me, yeah, the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Yeah. Father, cast us not away from thy presence. Father, we want to be as close to you as we possibly can be. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me, God. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Father, as we turn our eyes to you today, please create in us a clean heart and cast us not away from our prayer. Do not look at us and say that you do not know us, but Father God, look at us and say, yeah, those are my children. Everything we face today, Father, we place in your hands. Cast me not away from thy presence, oh God, and take not thy Holy Spirit. If I've angered you, Holy Spirit, please forgive me. Restore to me your joy and thy salvation. But most of all, Lord, renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit within me. Thank you.
Spirit, but give me a joy and salvation, Father God, that belongs to you. I want to be in your presence. I want to be at your throne. Let's converse, let's dine, God. Let's have communion. And renew a right spirit within me. John 11:41 says, so they removed the stone. Then Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I decree and declare that as you stand on his word, that he begins to remove every stone in your life. And that you begin to lift up your eyes to him and you say, Father, I thank you that you have heard my cry, that you have heard my plea, that you have heard my voice. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I throw myself before you and I thank you for hearing me, for hearing my plea, for hearing my cry and answering it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the breakthroughs. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you, Father God, for rolling away the stones. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Yeah. Jesus, we thank you. 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 We thank you.
Jesus spoke these things and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. The hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Jesus spoke these things. And his eyes were always upwards. His eyes were always looking to heaven. His eyes were always looking and visioning what heaven and what his Father needed and wanted in order for God to be glorified. And I want us to take that example today, and that whatever we're facing, whatever it is that is blocking us some way, somehow, we just can't seem to break through this one thing. I want you to turn your eyes to heaven. Turn your eyes to heaven. Look up and say, Father, the hour has come. I need you to glorify your daughter so that I, God, may glorify you. I want to glorify you in my words. I want to glorify you in my actions. I want to glorify you in my body. I want to glorify you at my workplace. I want to glorify you in my home. I want you to be glorified in every aspect of my life. You be glorified in my finances. You be glorified in my education. You be glorified in my workplace. You be glorified in my marriage. You be glorified in my ministry. You be glorified in my business. You be glorified in my body. You be glorified in my children. You be glorified in the area that I live in the United Kingdom, in America, in Africa, in Nigeria, in Ghana, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. Lord, you be glorified. Visually imagine yourself falling face down before his throne. And I want you to say what it is that you have for him. Yeah. As they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. Acts 1, verse 10. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. What a privilege and an honor it is to be able to worship our King. That we are able to wake up this morning and just say, God, tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you adore him. Tell him how much you need him. And so, Father, our prayer this week is, Lord, you are the God of peace and love, in whom we place our trust. Give us a peaceful heart that rests in you and a loving spirit that pours forth your love to others. Lord, you are the God of comfort and rest, in whom we put our hope. Give us a heart that abides in you so that your comfort may stream through us to others who need comfort and strength. Lord, you are the God of hope and joy in whom we stand assured. Give us a spirit of devotion that worships only you, that we may be worthy witness that points to Jesus. For in him is all peace and love and comfort and rest and hope and joy and love. And we trust in you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen. So if this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, welcome to the Heart of Worship family. Once again, you can find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Heart of Worship. If you want to follow me personally, thank you, at JC May Music, or JC May. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. There were a few things coming up here on Heart of Worship. So we have a Mother's Worship, which is coming back on the 20th of October, and I'm looking forward to that. Details for that will be going out shortly. But the biggest thing we have here on Heart of Worship is our worship service, which will be taking place next year on the 1st of February. Guys, I want a full house. And so tickets for that will be going on sale on the 10th of September, which is less than 2 weeks away. And so please tell a friend, tell a family. I want as many people to be there as we launch this ministry together, as we birth it together. But until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. I love you. Bye.